Well, this is Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Sword flights, flutes, pipes, drums, along with knights, lords, and ladies, maybe even a Viking or two, a knave here and there, I would hazard a guess. It's all going to happen at Masters Fair, which takes place at the Juno Masonic Center off of Glacier Highway tomorrow. It's a fundraiser for the Juno Rainbow Girls and the Masonic community. It sounds like an amazing way to make money, and also some hard work goes into it, though. That's something that Sorcia Hazelton can tell us all about. She's the fair coordinator. Thanks so much, Sorcia, for coming in and talking to us. How
Thanks
are you?
Thanks for having us. I'm
Milady.
Good.
Milady, how are
Thank you?
Yes. Well, this sounds awesome. Really?
Thanks. That's what we're shooting for. We're shooting for something awesome, yeah. And hopefully we'll hit someone's version of awesome this year.
So, now, is this the very first one?
This is the first one.
Have we held anything? I would call this a Ren Fair.
It is a Ren Fair. Renaissance has a specific era, and we've not quite shot for that era. But it is, in common parlance, a Renaissance Fair.
So, that's the thing. Okay, so people who are really into Ren Fairs, that means something incredibly specific.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah.
But to someone like me who just
thinks
it's
just a Ren Fair.
It's a Ren Fair.
It's a Ren Fair. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Well, tell me first of all, how did the idea of doing a master's fair, a Renaissance type fair, come up?
Yeah, so the idea was actually pitched to our collection of groups several years back by, at the time, the master of Juno's Masonic Lodge. And he got a committee together, and we had met a couple of times, and we had a plan, and we had a date, and we were all very excited. And then he came up on some serious health issues. And so we set the project aside, and then COVID happened over several years, and you know, Juno's still recovering from that, and we figured this year happens to be the 100th anniversary of the founding of my organization, the Rainbow Girls, that I'm part of, and so we figured, you know, it was a lot of different things that led to this being the time that we were like, let's start something, and let's see where we can potentially take it in the future. And we are all organizations that are into our own history, and we as individuals are interested in world history. And so we were like, selfishly, we want to go to a Ren Fair.
Yes.
So we need one. And we think that Juno will love it. And we want to make this super cool event that like showcases people and projects and organizations in our community, and also we can wear costumes.
So what all goes into, like, what do you have to do to get a Ren Fair going?
Turns out there is no book. I looked for a book.
You would think there'd be a book.
Maybe I need to write one, but I looked for a book. I've read a bunch of blogs. A lot of them are, you know, how do I bring my business to a Ren Fair, not how do I start a Ren Fair. And so we did a lot of making it up. We're kind of making it up, but hopefully it'll be cool. And we have a bunch of decorations to kind of set the vibe. And one day maybe it'll be bigger. But between finding a space and finding vendors for it and then doing the advertising, I don't know that it's necessarily that different from any other large community event.
Right.
I just need different decorations.
Are there competitions as part of it?
So we do have.
Is there a joust?
There will not be a joust.
I mean, I want horses and big
we
lances.
This will not be the year for the joust. There might be some lances. Next year, we'll put it on the list. But yeah, the Society for Creative Anachronisms, which a lot of people have mentioned, they saw it the 4th of July. They do Sandy Beach things every year. They will be competing against themselves. They're trained fighters.
I've seen them. Obviously, they will
crush the rest of us.
Yes.
So they will do an excellent job. And we will also have, there's a group of LARPers who's going to be doing their own fighting style. And both of these groups are recruiting if sword fighting, etc., is your jam.
LARPing, live action
role playing.
That is. But yes, I mean.
So yeah, our main fighters are the SCA, and they're at SCA.org, and they have a whole system of hierarchy throughout the world of how they end up as knights or whatnot.
This is what I'm so interested in.
Yeah, and
this.
They're also going to be doing some cooking, and the SCA as an organization.
Turkey legs?
We didn't get the turkey legs. We had an offer for somebody to make them, but we don't have anybody to sell them. So this is the trick. So next year, turkey legs are on the list.
Turkey legs.
But yeah, so there'll be some cooking. They do some arts and crafts. We'll have,
Grog.
You know. I don't think
so. Flagons of mead?
We didn't get a brewery willing to commit this year, so we have a long list for next year.
There's so many things.
Lots of businesses are bouncing back. Lots of businesses are short-staffed.
Absolutely.
So we get it, but the dream is big. The dream is big.
This is the impetus people need to get flagons of mead on the menu.
Yeah, if you want to see next year with flagons of mead, you got to show up to our friend fair and convince Juno's businesses that this is the place to be.
Well, tell me a little bit about the groups that are sort of the benefactors of this really cool event, the Rainbow Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're being hosted by a conglomeration of different groups, and so I'm going to try to speak about them, but not for them, because I don't know all of them as well. I know the Rainbow Girls best. They're a youth service organization that's been serving the community of Juneau since 1932. As a worldwide organization, we're celebrating our 100th year. We are designed around, you know, youth improvement and making our girls confident and making them better people through community service and giving them all sorts of project management skills through planning Ren Fairs, obviously.
Right.
And so they're the major hosts. Our little secondary hosts that joined in are our adult sponsors, the Eastern Star members, and the Juno Douglas Shrine Club that does their tiny little cars on the 4th of July. Everybody loves
those. Shriners. Everyone loves
the Shriners. Yeah, there will be Shriners.
Such great work with burn victims. So
yep.
All their stuff goes into great.
Eastern Star right now is focused on service dogs. And so we all have our little projects that we're all working on, and this helps the you know, money that we go above and beyond what it costs to run a fair and put some aside for next year, hopefully, will help us run those projects. And so it's us within the Masonic community and then the SCA. We could not do this without the SCA. Not only their expertise in all of the period, but they are bringing all the cool decor. This one is not theirs.
I have some chain mail.
I don't know if this is going to pick it up.
I hear it, yeah.
But, this is I think this is a cowl.
It looks pretty cowly to me.
So
that is a protection for the head and neck.
Yeah, this is, and it's
goes
heavy
under
as
the helmet.
Heck. Yep, it's pretty beefy. But the SCA will be wearing plenty of chainmail. We couldn't do it without them, and they've been around for decades, and a lot of people apparently think they don't live
here. Centuries.
But they have, when weren't the SCA here? But yeah, we're very excited that they were willing to come on board and fight each other for us.
Yes, right.
We're very excited.
For honor.
Yeah.
For nobleness.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Rainbow Girls.
Yes.
Yes.
For all these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tell me about the hours and times and how people can get involved and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we'll be opening from 11 to 8 is our posted hours. And we're across from the Valley Restaurant in the Valley, and we'll have a little booth, and people can come, and they're not real tickets. We're doing hand stamps for the environment. And then you can come and go all day and enjoy and see all of our various vendors. We've got a leather worker, a jeweler. We'll have some sweets. The makerspace is going to have a cool activity for kids. We'll have some face painters and some tarot card readers, and I mean, we're trying to do everything.
Yes,
we're trying to do everything.
Witches, I would think, probably.
Witches are welcome.
They're not announcing that they're coming, but they'll be there.
We don't have a witch booth, but witches are certainly welcome. And our tickets will be discounted if you're in a costume. We love to see costumed effort.
Very good. Is that right? So you show up in a costume, and
we're aggressively encouraging costumes.
Absolutely.
Whatever that costume means to you.
You don't want people from the 21st century gawking.
Yeah.
You want people participating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone can figure out something.
Everyone has cardboard armor, right?
Everyone has
cardboard armor. Right. Who doesn't have cardboard armor?
It needs to be stout enough to hold up to potential attacks.
And our event is both indoor and outdoor because maybe it's going to rain. And I really hope it doesn't, but it's Juno. And so we've got lots of indoor space as well. We should be covered, literally.
This is at the Masonic Center. That's 9315 Glacier Highway. And like you say, it's right across the street from the Valley Restaurant.
Yep, it is. And if you end up loving the building, you can definitely rent it.
So, lords and ladies, your presence is requested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for coming in and telling us all about Masters Fair.
Yeah.
happening tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Good long day.
Long day.
Many
our fighters will be very tired.
You're going to want a flagon of mead, I'm going to tell you.
For sure.
Well, and thanks for coming and telling us about it. It's going to be, I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun.
Hopefully.
You had a highlight thing you're just really thinking, like, this is going to be the...
I don't know. I'm deep in the planning. I don't even know what it's going to look like yet. I've been over there for decorating all week. And so when it comes together, then I'll be excited.
What has gone into the decorations? I mean, what...
Luckily, the SCA has a ton of decorations, and so they have like a 20-foot tapestry that we've got on a wall, and that really sets the tone.
That is good.
It's very lovely.
Is it burgundy?
No, it's. Ugh. I think it's a replica of the Bayeux tapestry, and they are going to set up their cool pavilions outside today. But
this is all sounding
yeah,
great.
We've done a bunch of different. We've got hay, straw. Correction. We've got straw. Because, of course, we do. And so, yeah, we've got a cool little photo booth. We'll have some costumes for people to throw on for pictures. But we've aimed for the stars. Don't know that we've made it, but we're somewhere.
I think it sounds amazing. What a great start.
Yeah.
And as you say,
it's the first year. We'll have a suggestion box.
There's 100 ideas that'll, you know, continue to build and
totally.
Build and build. And among them, lances, actual horses.
Yeah.
Real horses.
Real horses.
Lances.
Yep.
Flagons of mead.
We'll get some Robin Hood.
I've gone over this already, but I just
get some archery going in the trees. It'll be so good.
Throw in my vote for flagons of mead just one more time.
Absolutely.
And the turkey legs, of course.
Yeah.
All of it, but it's going to be so fun. What a great idea. Sounds
yeah.
great. Well, thanks, Sorsha Hazelton, the fair coordinator. Thank you so much for telling us all about it. It sounds amazing.
Thanks for having us.